Don't go there. And speaking of don't go there, it's a perfect segue to my next guest, who wrote a piece that I saw in Outside Magazine, which I thought really was worthy of additional discussion. And basically the premise of the piece is this, that the minute you name a place a national park, it's going to be destroyed. It'll be exploited. And his name is Jason Daly. Hey, Jason, you're calling in from one of my favorite places, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, that's right. Good to talk to you, Peter.
You know, I'm a Badger, so let's hope Wisconsin doesn't blow it against Ohio State today like they blew it against Michigan last week.
Well, I'm a transplant, so I don't have quite as much faith as you do. But, I'm definitely rooting for the Badgers.
Well, you have no choice. You're living in Madison, Wisconsin. Do not disappoint me.
Oh, yeah, I'd be tarred and feathered if I didn't.
Well, let's go to the heart of this matter is that you're making the assertion that national parks, by the very nature of the fact that they're called national parks, are getting destroyed.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's kind of a big contradiction at the heart of the whole idea of national parks. When they were founded, more than a century ago, the idea was to create these places for public enjoyment and also for conservation. But the whole the public enjoyment part has kind of taken over the conservation aspect of it. And now we have pretty much drive-through national parks. I mean, you get in your car, you drive through, you look at some scenery, and you're gone. And I think that's fundamentally wrong.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have a number of retired park rangers who come on our show from time to time, and I'm always astounded by the sheer number of national parks and monuments in this country. It's over 380.
Yeah, it's a huge amount. I mean, to be fair, lots of those are fairly small. Some of them are urban parks. What I'm really talking about, though, are big landscape parks, these big wilderness parks. Usually out west, we have a few in the east. But the ones where, you know, cultural programs are not primary, ones where, you know, Yellowstone and preserving nature are the big deal, those are the ones that are pretty much getting loved to death, and they're getting automobiled to death, to be more exact.
So are you suggesting we put caps on the number of automobiles at any one time?
Yeah, and actually, I mean, I have a kind of a three-point plan, and this is something that Ed Abbey, who's kind of the crusty grandfather of the environmental movement, also wanted. And that's let's see if we can't get rid of private cars in some of these national parks. I mean, why not drive up to a national park, get out of your car, and get into a zero-emissions bus or some sort of tour vehicle, and go through with the ranger, somebody who knows what they're talking about and can explain what you're seeing. Instead of driving through and listening to your iPod or, you know, even kids in the back maybe watching cartoons, let's really learn what these national parks are. Instead,
you know, I think that's a great idea. Why shouldn't you, you know, in order to preserve the park, but also to preserve the educational aspect of what you're seeing, get out of your car. And, you know, the technology is available to us today to go through a zero emissions tour bus or tram. And see it the way it's about to be seen so that our very impact of visiting it doesn't destroy it.
Exactly. I mean, it's insane that we have that we take some of the most fragile environmental areas of this country and then route millions and millions of cars through them every day. I mean, we're probably getting population densities as big as large cities, and there's no way you can say that this isn't having an impact.
You gave me a figure that Utah's rock spires, when President Hoover created this in 1929 as a park, it was a monument that was changed to a park in 1971. The annual traffic within 5 years jumped to 300,000, and today it's 860,000 vehicles.
Yeah, definitely. And that's, I mean, and we're not talking about people there either. That's simply vehicles. I mean, the people, it's jumped. It's in the tens of millions of people that are going through there, and these people are more or less. I mean, you've been to national parks. You kind of drive up, you pay your $10, you go in there, and there's limited numbers of rangers. You see people walking around doing whatever they want.
Well, you know what? Definitely food for thought, Jason. And you can read Jason in Outside Magazine. Let's not love our national parks to death. Jason, thanks for joining us. And of course, I have to end this conversation by saying, go Badgers.